This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The wiener is on the loose. Anthony Weiner in a halfway house. People need to be alerted to this. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah, just in time to declare himself a candidate for president in the 2020 field, where the Democrats could use some help, Anthony Weiner is out. I love this story. The disgraced former congressman was transferred from a federal prison into a halfway house somewhere in New York. I don't know if they're going to let people know, you know, you got to be on a sex offender list and all that. I can only imagine what's going on there. Oh, man. He was they reduced his sentence because he was supposed to get out in August of this year. Pled guilty to sexting with a 15-year-old teenager in North Carolina, and for his lewd act, he spent 21 months in jail beginning November of 2017. He served his sentence at the Federal Medical Center in Devens, Massachusetts, and now the 54-year-old is free. Sort of. He's in a halfway house. He goes out for a bit, comes back for a bit, goes out for a bit. He's got, strict rules and all that. You know, so, and he can't, probably can't have like a cell phone, with any type of texting. Because he would probably get, I'll be honest with you, he'd probably get in trouble again. I don't think you fix a guy like Weiner. That's just my personal opinion. I'm no Dr. Phil, but I don't think he can be fixed. He torpedoed his career. Keep this in mind. Before 2015, in 2011, and after he begrudgingly admitted to doing the same thing, except this time he did it with supposedly a grown woman. I saw the pictures of the woman and I went, dude, I don't get it. I mean, no, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And I'm sure after dealing with Huma Abedin and understanding what was going on with Hillary Clinton, he felt like a male hyena. he was not the leader of that pack. So he went out. And as we see in the vernacular, found him some strange. And this girl, I remember, I wrote an article about it. That's why I remember it. That long ago. And I just remember going, Anthony. That's where your boys need to step in and go, dude, like, come here. You've had one too many. No, you've had 10 too many. Woo. I wrote this at the time. I said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but dang, I'm not critical of this young lady's looks because she's one of God's children. However, if I were a congressman, I'd do better than Lewinsky 2.0. That's pretty funny stuff. And I said, what is it with these weak liberal men who so long for the spotlight, the affirmations that they will pick anybody to sext with? Or not to have sexual relations with. And I wrote, granted, in the case of Bill Clinton, I may have to give him a Hillary pass. Although Weiner's wife is no Victoria's Secret model, she was a better catch than his sexting partner. Again, I don't know what, one man's weed is another man's landscape. That's the saying. Wow. But Weiner ran for mayor even after the 2011 incident. He ran for mayor in 2013. That was a train wreck. I don't know if you guys saw that. I remember the videos where, because he's an obnoxious guy. No offense. He looks like Beavis and Butthead. I don't know which one of them, but he looks like one of them. And he's just this obnoxious guy, the guy that's always like in your business. Coming up like, hey, Kevin, what are you going to be doing this weekend? Hey, can I come along? Yeah, man. Hey, listen, there's going to be a party. Yeah. You're just like, get away, dude. And by the way, breath mint. he's that dude. Wow. Anyway, he ran for mayor in 2013 after the first sexting incident, and he got brutalized. He got beat. But then he got caught again sexting, and this is the one that put an end to his, well, I say it put an end to his political career, but do we really know? With the left. But he was Carlos Danger. His fix was, I won't use my real name. I'll call myself Carlos Danger. And you had to stop your music, you know. And they're driving along was Carlos Danger. Do, 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 do. Oh, man. I said this when at the time. I said, I don't suppose it will matter very much to the degenerate Democrat political culture that was seriously considering him as the next mayor of New York City. But it turns out Anthony Weiner sent even more lewd text messages to at least one woman who was not his wife after he resigned from Congress in disgrace back in 2011. Images of his crotch were once again involved. He used an alias named Carlos Danger. His appetite for humiliating both his wife and his prospective constituents appears boundless. Man, that was poetry. I said, Weiner didn't come clean about any of this voluntarily. He got caught by a website called The Dirty, which refers to the recipient of Weiner's lewd messages as the victim. The victim claims her online relationship with Carlos Danger, Anthony Carlos Danger Weiner, ran from July to November of 2012. Oh, man. So I asked myself, what's Weiner going to do in his halfway house? I mean, now that he's there. And it's difficult to count him out, you know, because disgraced pop politicos on the left, they have a career. They have amazing staying power. And being honest, I truly might invest in a book of Carlos Danger. I would, if Anthony Weiner were to write a serious book, I mean, say, look, I'm just going to spill the gut. I'm going to confess what's going on. I would love to get inside of his head and figure out why would he blow it to that degree. He was being fast-tracked. He's Gavin Newsom on steroids. I mean, seriously, I don't think people would consider him as good-looking or maybe as charismatic. And Gavin Newsom's going nowhere. But, I mean, he was being fast-tracked. He was Elizabeth Warren. He was Cory Booker. He was Gavin. He was the whole deal. And I said, but nothing's changed for Weiner. At the time when all this was going on, I said, it's been my not-so-guilty pleasure seeing Weiner squirm. In the most evil conservative's lab, one could not create a more phallic symbol of a liberal Democrat, New York Democrat, than Weiner. Smug, aloof, brash, and a complete idiot. But guess what? We have more. We have Jussie Smollett. We have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the many others who support those plans. Back in a bit, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have their symbols. They have the people that they want to elevate to whatever status. Anthony Weiner was one of them. They have many of them. Elizabeth Warren was fast-tracked. Cory Booker, fast-tracked. Luis Gonzalez or Julian, no, Julian, what's his face? Castro, the guy that was, pardon me, the one running for president. He was fast-tracked. They're, none of them are prepared. They don't even pass the ideological test. I'm just saying common sense, folks. That's what I'm talking about, ideological test. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. As far as Anthony Weiner goes, who's now on the loose, the Weiner is on the loose. Hide your women and children, because the Weiner's on the loose in New York. He can only go so far right now, because I'm sure he's ankle braceleted and all that, and he goes out and comes back, work relief, whatever. I don't know what he's going to do with his life, but you never know, because with Democrats, they reconstruct themselves. I bet you money Weiner's got a book deal, and I bet that book deal is huge. Don't feel sorry for him. Let me tell you, Weiner will get a book deal. They will do. He will get a TV deal. This dude, as crazy as it sounds, he's better off now. You want to know why? He's out of the rat race. He doesn't have to deal with Hillary Clinton. He doesn't have to deal with Huma Abedin. He doesn't have to deal with really politics. He wants to be in the spotlight. He's always wanted to be. a Hollywood guy, right? He's wanted to have all the girls. Now Anthony Weiner's, I heard Uma was still with him. I'm not sure if they're divorced or not. Maybe you guys can let me know. But he, as far as he's concerned, he's now a Hollywood guy. There are going to be women throwing themselves at that skinny little dude. That skinny little ugly dude. Because he's now going to have money. Now, so here's what he's going to get. Let me tell you. He will get a $5 million advance minimum for any book that he writes. He will get a $10 to $20 million deal for Hollywood to do that. He will hit the speaking circuit, and he can make $50,000 to $250,000 speaking. I'm just giving you the nut. My producers are going, yes, I'm telling you. And he will be booked solid. He will be booked at colleges and universities. He will be booked at Democratic events. He will be a cautionary tale. He will be a tale of overcoming and blah, 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 like a drug addict going out. And it'll be big money. I'm telling you, this dude is worth, if I had to put a value on him right now, I feel like I'm on, what's that movie? You know, Roadshow. If I had to put a value on it right now, $50 million. $50 million! Yeah. Yeah, that old lamp is worth $50 million. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yep, Weiner. Big deal. But see, there's fallout to all of this. The Weiner stuff. And I've warned you guys. I talked earlier in the show about Jussie Smollett. I'm just going to make it dedicated to these scoundrels. These leftist scoundrels, the people that the left want you to put faith in that always end up letting you down. The Nancy Pelosi's, the Jussie Smollett's, all of them, Kirsten Gillibrand, James Comey, all these people are just they're disingenuous liars. And here, the reason why the Smollett story is so important is because it's been proven. It's been shown. There are Democrats out there going, no way, man. Jussie, he was attacked. It was a Trump person that tried to attack that black gay man. No. But I don't know. And people are going, I don't know, man. I don't know. And people are shaking. They're shaking over this because they don't understand it. This can't be fake. I would buy into the whole notion that much of what they've learned about, many of the things that they've heard, are they hoaxes? Yeah, this is a whole other bad situation for the left. And there have been plenty. The only thing is we don't know how to take advantage of it. But let me tell you what we did on Smollett. We stayed on it. We didn't let it go, and we're not going to. See, there wasn't a leftist on the planet who didn't believe that Smollett had lied. Not one. They believed what they wanted to believe, and they ignored the truth. But that realization should be the wake-up call that they need to reevaluate their belief systems, and that's what you should be talking about. When you talk about this, I don't give a crap about Jussie Smollett. What I want to tell you is he ain't the only one. You people do that all the time. Why do you think Donald Trump coined your stuff fake news? Now, we were smart. We knew immediately this story was a joke. But they weren't. They claim they weren't. But the executive assistant to the Washington Post's editorial board, a lady named Nana Ifa Mumford, she knows who she is. And here's what she wrote. But even before the latest details emerged, when I first heard of the attack on Smollett, I had to pause. And I want you to understand, this is a hardcore leftist trained in the art of ignorance, okay? And so she writes this. I had to take pause. And she says, on Empire, Jamal Lyon came out as gay in front of his homophobic, abusive father. Took a bullet for that same father and overcame an addiction to pain pills. Was I reading last week's episode recap, or did this actually happen in my hometown of Chicago? I had a terrible feeling that I was a victim, I was victim blaming, or worse, that I was so brainwashed that I could no longer hear the cries of hurt and outrage from my own black community. It was a horrifying feeling that I'm trying to work through almost 3 weeks later. She continues, I wanted to believe Smollett. I know that there is a deep, dark, racist history in Chicago. And if proved true, this would be just one more point on that list. I wanted to believe him with every fiber of my being. Most of all, because the consequences, if he were lying, were almost too awful to contemplate. And yet, I struggled with Smollett's story. Backtracking. Hardcore leftist. Trained in the art of ignorance, a.k.a. leftism. She knows the story of Smollett on the show. She's going, I don't believe... This is like... This is so unbelievable. I'm having trouble understanding it. Am I wrong for thinking this way? You know, but she says, but even in my wrong, I struggled with this story. Now, here's what she's doing. She's explaining her battle with common sense. See, that's her real struggle here. It doesn't pass the smell test. She knows it. But she believes herself to be, and I'm using her words, brainwashed when using her God-given ability to discern the truth. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I'm going to hold on, and because we don't have a lot of time in this segment, because I want to tell you more about this. Then I want to go into how Jussie Smollett is being now thrown to the wolves. But this woman goes on to give you the logic of her common sense, and I'm going to talk about this in a bit. And this is the chasm that we have right now, is the fact that there are people that don't want to recognize common sense because it's overruled by ignorance. Ignorance taught by leftism. Short break. We'll come back and talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We call on members of the Venezuelan military to end their support for Maduro, who is really nothing more than a Cuban puppet, and finally set their people free.
President Trump with the Brazilian president by his side at a joint news conference at the White House. President Trump continued,
"As I told President Bolsonaro, I also intend to designate Brazil as a major non-NATO ally, or even possibly, if you start thinking about it, maybe a NATO ally.
Vice President Mike Pence is touring parts of the Midwest that have been damaged by flood areas. At least four people are dead in Iowa and Nebraska from the historic Midwest floods. Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse on what his state needs the most.
So right now we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bella Wood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Jussie Smollett story is so powerful. It beyond imagination. It's like the Kaepernick deal. It seemed little, but I told you guys, I said this story is huge. It's absolutely huge. And so we're talking about a lady, Nana Mumford. And she's a executive assistant to the editorial board of the Washington Post. And she's explaining that while she feels sympathy for Jussie Smollett because of all the atrocities that have happened to blacks, you know, in Chicago and how racist it is. By the way, all run by Democrats during this racist period. But she's appalled by all of that. This story doesn't pass the smell test. And she's wondering, am I wrong for thinking what I'm thinking and all this? And I want to tell you what her logic was. Because this is what really gets me when she gets into the logic of what she was thinking. She says, I tried telling myself that it is possible that two assailants were walking around downtown Chicago at 2 a.m. in January on the 29th in 10-degree weather waiting for a black man. In addition to that, they were stalking around with a bottle of bleach and a rope. And ultimately, the prey they selected was an actor on a show they must have scenes been somewhat familiar with, because they were able to not only name the show but also know that he played a gay character. Never mind the fact that he was likely bundled up, and because again, Chicago, January, 10 degrees. Also, after he fought to get away, he left the rope around his neck until he got to the hospital. Take any of these two factors, now this is me, and a sane person concludes within seconds this story to be utter nonsense. Yet, as Mumford hearkens in America that only exists in an imagination of brainwashed leftists, that's what she does. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But here's what she goes on to say. Perhaps I don't want to believe him because this is a stark and scary reminder of the poor condition of the country and city that I call home. Maybe this story makes the boogeyman in my nightmares all too real, too close and too calculating. Maybe it's because while I consider myself an ally to the LGBT community, I still don't understand and appreciate the daily harassment that they endure. Or maybe, even though I am a black woman, I still do not know what it is like to be a black man in America. Now, I read that and I was just going, look at the amount of irrational thought that people are trained to, let me consider all these possibilities in a country that doesn't give a crap about your gayness, doesn't give a crap about your blackness or anything else-ness. A country that offers nothing but opportunity. A country that embraces all ethnicity, couldn't be more tolerant of the LGBTQ whiners if we jailed heterosexuals. Put another way, somebody explain to me what blacks or gays can't achieve in this country. As for Mumford, it's what she ended her article with that I find most interesting. Because this is the part that is most profound and why I keep covering this story. You see, she writes this. If Smollett's story is found to be untrue, it will cause irreparable damage to the communities most affected. Smollett would be the first example skeptics cite when they say we should be dubious of victims who step forward to share their experiences of racist hate crimes or sexual violence. The incident would be touted as proof that there is a leftist conspiracy to cast Trump supporters as violent, murderous racists. It would be the very embodiment of fake news. Bam. That's exactly what I've been talking about. It's exactly why I told you. This story is so huge. Let's circle back. This is a woman who is the executive assistant, to the editorial board of the Washington Post, purveyors of fake news. The media has just gone all over itself. I mean, they have just fawned over this. Nobody wants to believe that Jussie Smollett made this up. No way. He was attacked, man. And the media montage has been relentless. Things like, only in America, this, that, and the other. I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, she goes on to say this. And that reason, more than any other, is why I need this story to be true. Despite its ugliness, and despite what it would say about the danger of the world I live in, the damage done would be too deep and long-lasting. This could be one tragedy that the Lyon family, and more importantly, the ordinary people who love the show and invested in Smollett and his character, could never overcome. See, they can't get over this. And I want you to imagine how many leftists wonder the same thing. They wonder, am I being fed fake news? I've told you guys many times why this story is so important. The fact that leftists leaped on this story so quickly and why it's impossible to reason with them. I want you to go and just tell me if you had said, I did, by the way. I told everybody this story didn't pass the smell test. It's complete BS. It will be discovered, blah, blah, blah. You guys know it because you've been listening to me for the better part of a week talk about it. But I told everybody this. But you know what people say? Oh, Kevin, you know, you got to be careful. Because, man, everybody's warning you. I told you, Chicago PD did not prosecute this case as a real crime. In other words, when you get skeptical, when it doesn't add up, you're a detective and you're going, okay, so explain to me. You're Subway, you know, go get a sandwich, 2 a.m., guys attack you, but your sandwich bag is still intact. We want your phone, you don't want to turn over your phone, and you left a noose around your neck. And as I said, I don't know whether they smelled bleach on him or didn't smell bleach on him, but, you know, was there bleach or no bleach? Who knows? He didn't turn over his clothes. He didn't give a real description. I mean, I could go on. That when they finally did start getting evidence, you couldn't see who it was. You heard, I read what the girl said. She says it's 10 degrees in Chicago. So you have to imagine that two people are out there freezing their, you know, what off or what's off. And they're waiting on somebody to attack. They see this guy who obviously would be bundled up in 10-degree weather. By the way, that's a little factoid I missed. But he would be bundled up, you know, because it's cold. But they recognize him from Empire, two pro-Trump supporters in wearing MAGA hats. I mean, first of all, you don't wear a MAGA hat in Chicago. I mean, only a guy like me is going to do that. The average person, even those big Nigerians, weren't going to wear a MAGA hat. They may look bad. They ain't that bad. I'll wear a MAGA hat in Chicago. I've worn one there. I've worn one in New York. But most people won't. And then they're going to oh, take that, you black gay guy from Empire that plays Lyons, you know, Jamie Lyons or whatever on the show. And by the way, tell Terrence Howard I said hello. I mean, this story was so crazy. It was ridiculously crazy. But even she recognizes it. So she's going, you know, wait a minute. This doesn't pass the smell test. How many Americans out there now, how many leftists do you think are asking themselves the same thing? Wait a minute, folks. Why can't we talk about this honestly? Why can't we use our common sense to understand exactly what was going on here? Why couldn't we just cry foul over this? You want to know why? Because it was black and gay. And to say it made everybody off put. Oh, I can't talk about it. I was talking to a comedian friend of mine. We were rifting because he's going on the road. And he says to me, man, I can't even touch that right now. White guy. I said, dude, I would be all over this if I was on stage right now. I'd be all over this. This, and where are the late night comics? Where are they with anything on this? This story was so crazy. In fact, one of the things that was the TMZ, which is a, you know, lefty entertainment deal, they said Jussie just went overboard in making up this story. That was one of the titles. Jussie Smollett goes overboard. I mean, they didn't say it like that, but I'm paraphrasing. Goes overboard in trying to sell this lie. And nobody wants to question him. He goes out the first after bat. I'm back, and I just want to say four things. For those who don't believe me, I don't really care. And I fought the F back. Nothing made sense about this story except Jussie Smollett trying to get some notoriety and thinking, and here's the worst part, he thought he could sell this lie. That's what's so scary. We've come to a point in America where this man was like, shh, man, I could say anything. And then they all did you remember that Get Well video for Jussie? This is terrible. We hope everybody did this, that, and the other. Jussie, I hope you get well. Jussie, to all the Holly weirdos and the montage of media people talking about 2019 America. They decried this act and decried our country. Okay? 2019 America is amazing, folks. And the only bad thing about it are the lying leftists who create fake news and other victims, and they lie in order to hurt innocent people, all for their agenda. There is no agenda for us. All we care about is real truth
this
and justice.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Exactly. Brian, you're our media expert. I'll give you the last word. How does he use the media, perhaps, going forward?
I think, in retrospect, that Good Morning America interview, which allowed him to tell his side of the story, that just made things worse for him. And perhaps the questioning was not tough enough on Good Morning America. But ultimately, this is not about the media or about politicians or activists or any of the people that might have been fooled. It's about Jussie, and I agree with what everyone else has said. This is about why he might, and so far we don't know, but why he might have made this up. It just boggles the mind, Donna.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Brian Stelter on CNN. He doesn't want to admit that, this is a lot. This is all about Jussie. This has nothing to do with the bigger picture. This has nothing to do with the media. In fact, there's a longer clip. He Skyped it in or called it in, and it was too screwed up to play it. But Brian Stelter of CNN chimes in on this, and he's rationalizing that, no, this isn't a condemnation of what we did in the media of promoting this lie. No, this has nothing to do with that. This has to do with what Jussie did. And I would just remind you, let's play that montage of the media and everything that they were saying about this.
Beaten with a noose around his neck and hospitalized. Empire star Jussie Smollett was the victim of a vicious, racist, and homophobic attack.
His attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs.
Two people yelled racist and homophobic slurs.
Racial and homophobic slurs.
Not only homophobia, we're talking about racism. We're talking about hate with steroids.
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
The offenders uttered, "This is MAGA country."
The hate crime went down early this morning in Chicago.
Officials are investigating the alleged assault as a hate crime.
And now police say they're investigating this as a possible hate crime.
Anyone attacked in a hate crime like this is an outrage.
This is stomach-turning, mind-boggling information. It's out of control.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tweeting, "The racist, homophobic attack on Jussie Smollett is an affront to our humanity."
And Senator Cory Booker said, "The vicious attack on actor Jussie was an attempted modern-day lynching."
Kamala Harris calling the attack an attempted modern-day lynching.
But I'm so shaken by the story. This is horrible to report. This is a horrible story. This is a horrible story.
Yeah. I mean, the circumstances is horrific.
Horrendous and unacceptable.
Absolutely despicable.
Yeah, a lot of people can't believe this is actually happening in 2019. It's hard to believe that we're reporting, that we're even saying words like this in 2019.
Mm-hmm. This is America in 2019.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Yeah, despicable. 2019 America. Yeah, well, we now know what 2019 America represents. It's the year of the lie, the year of the rat, Chinese year of the rat. I said earlier, we don't have an agenda. The only agenda we have is the agenda of righteousness. When I think of leftists, they come with an agenda. It's anti-American. It's hatred of everything we stand for. And all we say is, we want what's right. How can you hate what's right unless you're evil? But let me tell you, this whole thing with Smollett, it's got people on edge. D.C. can be subtle at times. But Nancy Pelosi did something sneaky that had all the subtlety of speaking through a bullhorn at a cocktail party. See, she tried to sneak in a retraction of Jussie Smollett. But in a sign that he is now persona non grata within the community, the political community, she deleted his tweet, the tweet that she did towards Jussie. Yeah, her tweet said, "The racist, homophobic attack on Jussie Smollett is an affront to our humanity. No one should be attacked for who they are or whom they love. I pray that Jussie has a speedy recovery and that justice is served. May we all commit to ending this hate once and for all." In her rush to believe the lie, she seized upon the fake news narrative that Smollett fed her and others. And then she had to backtrack. She moonwalked. Powerful words coming from the third person in charge of America. In the event that something happens to the president, she would take over. The president and the vice president, she would take over. And Pelosi's correct in everything that she wrote. You want to examine the words applied to the real victims? You want to know who the real victims are, folks? That would be us. Because we conservatives were attacked by Jussie Smollett for who we are and what we love. Who we love. Will Pelosi pray for our speedy recovery in this vicious attack on conservatism? Or will she ignore the wounds suffered by us? And see, normally she could get away with just ignoring the wounds because we're big boys and girls. We put on our big boy pants and our big girl dresses or whatever you big girls wear. And we just move on. We don't care. We're like, ah. So what? They call us racist and homophobic. We don't care. We're not racist and homophobic. But you know what? There comes a time where you got to say, no, I'm not racist and homophobic, and I dare. How dare you? And as Pelosi suggests, can we end the hate of the left? A hatred so putrid that they fake attacks in order to promote their lies. I want you to understand what Jussie Smollett did. Jussie Smollett can't find enough people to oppress the black gay Jussie Smollett. There aren't enough. So you know what he does? He fakes a story of oppression of a gay man. He sends a letter to the set of Empire with powder in it his Nigerian buddies did it. And then he got the very same big old black Nigerian dudes to pretend that they beat him up so he could blame us. And you want to know why he had to do that? Why he had to resort to hiring black folks to play the roles of two white men? It's because he can't find two white people to do it. The leftists went, nah, man, Jesse, it's just an acting job. Won't you do it, you racist? Oh, dude, you're going to call us racist because we don't, man, come on, man. You can't go playing around and stuff like that. We could end up in bad shape. And they were smart enough not to do it because they'd be in prison. If it hadn't been two brothers, if Jesse Smollett had gotten two white dudes, two white leftists to do this, this lie would be continuing. But he got two big old Nigerians. But we got attacked with their vile, putrid, fake news is what we did. Now, is she going to condemn? I'm talking about Pelosi. Is Pelosi going to condemn the actions of Jesse Smollett? Is she going to condemn her own actions of believing a liar before she knew 1 ounce of the truth? Other than the fact that the story itself didn't hold water, I suggest that Pelosi and others like Kamala Harris look at their actions during the Kavanaugh hearings if they need an example of how their injustice impacts lives. See, a lot of people will dismiss this. Jesse was just trying to get some publicity for Empire and all this. And I say, look, if it had been two white guys that were anywhere near that scene, they would have been arrested. Yeah. I want to see justice dealt out too, like Nancy Pelosi's. Doled out fairly. Because mankind would be better served if Smollett was made to fully pay for his lies, have to go to prison, meet some brothers. I mean, he's gay. It's a great place for him. Without any evidence, Pelosi posted that tweet about this attack. She didn't know a single fact. Reminds me of Obama with Professor Gates, where he alleged that the cop acted stupidly. Pelosi jumped to her conclusions, not a single brain cell used to even evaluate if this is a real story or not. And a moron could have seen through Smollett's farce. You guys have heard me talk about this. Yet the third person in charge of our government missed it. And now she wants to just pull it back. Take down the tweet. It's all good. I've done my part. Smollett has been revealed as a typical leftist. In other words, a vile scumbag liar. And Pelosi quietly deletes her tweet. Nothing to see here. Move along. Just as with the attempted destruction of Kavanaugh, the left moves along as if nothing happened. They couldn't care less about the fallout. I ask, in the case of Smollett, what if two white men had been walking in the area during that time? What would their lives look like right now? Yeah, they would have been released. They would have provided enough evidence to support their alibis. They could have investigated it and found out, yep, they couldn't have done it or whatever. Now, what would have happened to their lives? That's my point. So who's going to be next to fall? What politician? It was called a modern-day lynching by Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. To those in Congress who don't feel the urgency to pass our anti-lynching bill, this is what Cory Booker put. The vicious attack on actor Jesse Smollett was an attempted modern-day lynching. I'm glad he's safe. To those in Congress who don't feel the urgency to pass our anti-lynching bill designated as a federal hate crime, I urge you to pay attention. Yeah. I wonder when he's going to remove his tweet.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.